Advocates and law enforcement officials are saying child sex trafficking is a real problem in Connecticut and that more resources and awareness are needed to fight the problem. WSHU's Craig LaMolt reports they talked about that problem at a roundtable discussion on the topic today.
The Connecticut Department of Children and Families reports that over the last 6 years, the department has received 250 referrals of potential child sex trafficking cases in the state. Tammy Sneed of the DCF says most of them are girls from Connecticut between the ages of 11 and 18, and many have histories of abuse and neglect.
Likely these kids are all very high at risk, but what we do know about this population is that they often do not see themselves as victims. It's often a process for them.
Erin Williamson works with many of these victims as a support coordinator for the anti-slavery advocacy group Love 146.
I think we're seeing a growing number, or certainly since when I entered the field over 10 years ago, a growing number of youth where there might not be a third party.
By third party, she means there's no pimp. And even when there's not a pimp in the situation, she says these young people are still victims, and it's important that law enforcement treats them that way. A state law going into effect in October requires police departments to get training in how to deal with trafficking cases. But Sneed of the DCF worries that departments won't give officers time off the beat to get the training. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, who is also on the panel, says the federal government needs to do more to fight trafficking domestically, as well as at the border, where undocumented immigrant children are often victims.
Resources are an issue at the federal level. The Department of Justice, including prosecutors in the United States Attorney's offices, need more people. Some need more training.
Blumenthal says in addition to police and the public, there needs to be more awareness of the issue in the U.S. Senate, and he asked the advocates to come speak about trafficking in Washington. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.